If you grew up listening to Midwest rock radio in the 1970s, you know Head East. The band members from Central and Southern Illinois broke through with the album Flat as a Pancake, named after the geographic terrain of the area. It's hard to believe that album will soon turn 40 years old. But the band has endured. The current lineup is led by the only original member, keyboardist Roger Boyd. Head East ties to the capital city also go way back. The band played coming out parties at the St. Nicholas Hotel and later filled up the Prairie Capital Convention Center and made about a half dozen state fair appearances. Head East is back at the fair grandstand this weekend, playing Saturday night with other Illinois bands, Styx and REO Speedwagon. Through the many years, Roger Boyd says Head East has never really gone away.
We've never stopped. We've always been an active band. And in fact, I was talking to some of the fair people. So we've been at the Illinois State Fair, about every 4 years or so, 5 years during our career as a recording artist. Of course, played the State Fair a lot of times prior to that, back in the old beer tent days. And not to mention our engagement at Springfield proper. We opened up the convention center downtown. We were the first show in there.
So don't just sit there and fight it.
Boyd hasn't been all about the music. He went back to school in the 90s, completed his PhD, and became a college professor, recently retired from that role at the U of I. But he is best known for that synthesizer sound that helped Head East draw crowds. The band toured all over, but it's been the Midwest where fan loyalty was, and still is, the strongest.
I call it Between the Mountains. Rock and roll, classic rock as we call it today, rock of the 70s, is really Midwest. Even bands like Boston and Aerosmith and stuff like that that were out of Boston broke. And Sammy Hagar, this is from the West Coast, they broke in the Midwest. The Midwest folks like to go out, party, dance, have a good time, listen to music in their convertibles and their pickup trucks, traveling down the road. And that happens in the Midwest. So if you're going to be a rock and roll band, you're going to be big in the Midwest. If you're not big in the Midwest, then you're probably not going to happen. Roger Boyd, who will soon turn 65, says today's Head East lineup still packs a punch. Well, the wonderful thing is we just came out with a new CD, Raise a Little Hell, is live, because that's the strong point of the band. And it really captures the energy we had. In fact, reviewer after reviewer is going, oh my God, there's so much energy. And I go, well, that's where the band's at, and that's where we're at our best. And I have seven of the classic songs we do, Reason and Love Me Tonight and Since You've Been Gone and Jeffdown Creek, etc. And five brand new songs.
Raise a little hell. Raise a little hell. Raise a little hell. Raise a little hell.
But a couple of people just said, you're not really a nostalgia band. And I go, no, we're not. They go, man, you sound really current and contemporary. And we're seeing more and more younger folks at our shows all the time. And not just young folks whose parents bring them out. Younger folks that have been into music, that listen to some different things. And I call it an upgrade from Big Macs to steak and lobster. You know, their musical taste, their musical ear gets better, and they want to listen to songs that have harmony and singing and good melodies, and it's a little more complex and sophisticated. And so they move up from what they're listening to now, and classic rock is it's the best stuff. That's where they go. Why don't you write it?
Members of Head East who gained notoriety in the 70s still keep in touch. It's not uncommon for a few to get together on stage once in a while. Boyd is hoping for a handful of reunion shows next year. He remains on good terms with former frontman John Schlitt, a Logan County native who was booted from Head East in 1980 due to substance abuse. He later got clean and went on to lead the pioneering Christian rock band Petra.
Recently, John was out when we were at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction in the Upper Midwest in Okoboji, Iowa. But I'm the only person that's been with the band all the whole time and continues to play on a regular basis.
You're working, you're teaching at the university. Did it ever get to a point where you decided to yourself, you know, I don't know that I want to do this anymore or play these gigs and go out on the road? Or have you ever really lost that desire?
Really, there was only two times in my career. One time I actually told my dad, who never thought I ever ended up with a real job, that I was probably going to wrap up my playing career. Starting about 83 to the early 90s, it was a little bumpy for those of us that are called classic rock now. Music was in, obviously things were happening, different music, and that was a pretty bumpy decade for us. But I have never gotten to the point where I really said, you know, this is it, I'm done. It crosses your mind occasionally when things can get a little rugged and feels like you've been battling pretty hard. And as soon as I get on stage and play and see the reaction from fans and get to talk to fans after the show, you know, to give this up, to give the travel and I have friends that I've had for 35 or 40 years, and if I stopped playing, the chance of seeing them at least once or twice a year would probably go away, and that would be too much for me to give up.
Roger Boyd and Head East perform Saturday night at the Illinois State Fair Grandstand along with Styx and REO Speedwagon. I'm Sean Crawford.